listening to Finding Your Brilliance, Episode 8. I'm your host, Catherine Kui, and today I am talking with my daughter, Emma Kui, who is 17 years old, and she is a junior at Highland Park Senior High School, and she's doing her distance learning because of COVID-19, so we spent a ton of time together lately. Emma is Chinese American. She's adopted from China. When Emma was 14 months old, we went and picked her up from China. Emma is really into Chinese culture. She loves Chinese language and Chinese food. And Emma's very into our poodle, which is in her lap, who is Bean, is in her lap right now. Hi, Emma. Here you are.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm here.
You're here with me. You're captive with me. And today, really, we're here to talk about sibling experience of being a sibling who is in the household of someone who has ADHD, your brother, William, who is now 20. You and I have talked a lot recently about ADHD. Well, we've talked for years about ADHD, but recently I asked you if you would be on my podcast. People ask about the sibling experience, and I thought, I'm living with you. I have you right here. I want to start out by just getting your viewpoint about just some of the things you notice about being a sibling of someone with ADHD and being with William.
You know, I think the biggest part of growing up with Will was definitely just understanding him. It was really hard to understand him sometimes because whenever we got into fights, and we rarely fought, it was usually about things that I didn't understand he couldn't do. Like, you know, you would always ask me to do the laundry, and no one likes doing laundry, but you asked me to do it, and I had no idea why you never asked Will to do laundry, and I always got mad at Will, like, why can't you do the laundry? Like, why can't you, like, clean up the dishes or cook a meal? And those are all things that I learned that, like, Will couldn't do. He couldn't catch on to that easily. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big part of growing up with him. It was very strange having an older sibling who couldn't do things that I could do when I was younger than him. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that was very strange and difficult sometimes.
Do you think you have more insight, like, now on, like, do you remember seeing, have you had experiences where you see the struggle, or is, how do you know those things are harder for him?
Do you mean growing up or just now?
Well, it seems like you didn't know growing up. I mean, we as parents probably told you that's hard for Will, but you were young, right? And it's really hard to believe us, maybe. You're probably thinking, like, we're trying to get one over on you or something. Like, what do you notice about him? Like you said, it's easier now. Like, do you just notice that he can do things more, or?
Yeah, I think he's more interested in wanting to know. I think he's, you know, we're teaching each other, like cooking skills. Like, I'm teaching Will practical ones on, like, tricks to time how to cook a meal. Like, you cook the broccoli last because it takes the quickest time to cook. Or he's teaching me, you know, different recipes that he's learned on trail because he's a camp counselor. And so he's taught me different ways to cook outside in the wilderness. And I've been very impressed with that. And it's been so much fun talking about, you know, going outdoors and camping. Mm-hmm. And we talk about, you know, our favorite show that we've been watching and stuff like that. And
which is?
Avatar. It's really good. And so.
Yeah. I'm so glad you and Will have had this time together. What do you remember growing up? I mean, yes, you said that you remember that you felt angry at him for not doing things, but what else do you remember about having a sibling with ADHD besides just the chores part? Like,
well, I think one thing that really stands out to me, two things. The first one is that Will really liked to read growing up, and it was always history. And I remember that he was, when we'd always have, you know, books in the car, because Will couldn't really do much besides read in the car. Like, I always slept, but he's that kind of person who doesn't sleep in the car. And so we always had history books, and I remember actually kind of picking one up by like the corner, and he got really mad at me because he was like, "Emma, you're gonna break the book, you're gonna ruin the spine and stuff." And he was very, you know, particular about his books, and I think it was really interesting watching him from a young age, you know, like watching the history like flow into his brain.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see that, because to this day he's helping me with my history homework. And like he'd like walk in on me like while I'm doing my homework, and he'd spend another 20 minutes in my room just helping me.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun. And so I just know that he was really passionate about, you know, whatever it was he was doing. And so, like you said, it's like a lot easier for kids with ADHD who like something, they can, you know, do a lot with it. And so I really noticed that. And the second one was his guitar. It was a big part of our lives from the very beginning, because I remember when Will wanted a guitar, I was a very observant person. I didn't really talk a lot. And I remember not talking a ton, but it's very interesting, you know, remembering all these things about us sitting in the basement, you know, watching him practice, performing all his songs, and just watching his confidence build was really fun, because I know that things were hard for him. And so watching him get on stage, like at the talent shows or going to the blues bars, was really fun. And just watching him kind of find something that he was good at, because I know he wasn't good at like things that I was good at, like cooking or cleaning.
Cooking or cleaning, or probably just organizing things. My gosh, he's so envious of your room, your ability to organize your room. He has shared, he's very envious about that. Really. I think that I feel like even when I hear you talking now, it's like you almost sound like a little mini parent, because you're talking about, you know, his guitar and this and that. And I think that there was part of you that got lost in that shuffle of, you know, us trying to help him all the time. And like the other sibling, like, hello.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's really good that you remind me that he has ADHD, because sometimes I forget. We were on a road trip one time, and I recently, actually, maybe a couple months ago, and Will was taking forever, something about his clothes, or like, I don't know what was going on, food, but I was getting so impatient because all I wanted to do was go home.
Oh.
And I was kind of getting really like frustrated, because I was like, Will, you're going to be okay. We're just, can we please leave? And then you turn around and you're like, Will has issues with that. And it kind of like caught me in a good way, because I should be a little more supportive when it comes to those things, because I don't know. I just got really, it was very strange for me to like remember, like, oh yeah, he does.
What do you mean by clothing? Like, I know what you mean, but like if someone was listening to us talk, what is it that you've experienced with a brother who's had ADHD in regards to clothing or food?
Well, I know, I think when it comes to clothing growing up, it was very strange because Will didn't like any of the clothes he wore. He wore very similar clothing. He didn't really like to change anything about what he wore. I'd see him in his like weird sweatpants. They're like no pockets, no strings. The elastic was very like loose, and so he had to like roll them up, and I bet the elastic probably bothered him. And he'd wear like a really big shirt or something strange.
So lots of sensitivities.
Everything was very simple when it kind of came to him. And flip-flops, too. That was a nightmare.
What about flip-flops?
He couldn't wear flip-flops. That was so funny. Because we'd go... Like, I remember when we went outside the house, and we, like, went out on the sidewalk with Will in flip-flops, and he, like, fell over because he could not, like, figure it out.
Why? The thing between his toe. He can't stand it. I don't know. He was
so triggered.
No, that's what it is.
Yes, it was so, funny.
It's making you cry with laughter. Oh, right. Gosh. Right, but we're talking about him, and again, it's like... Was it like you as a little kid really truly lots of times thinking we were just favoring him?
I think most kids would think that. Yeah. I mean, a few times, I won't lie, I was very jealous. You know, it took some time to like figure it out because I was very lonely in middle school. Mm. Because Will was, you know, ready to go to college. He was a junior, senior. And so a lot of the attention was on Will.
Oh, right.
And so it was really kind of hard to adjust to that.
Yeah, at home you felt alone because we were focusing so hard on him. What was that like for you? What was the house like trying to get him to do his work? What do you remember about all that? Like dad, me, Will...
We definitely had a lot of failed plans and systems that we tried to use. One of them was that you tried to sit me down across the table from Will and do homework with him, probably just so he has someone that's also doing work, maybe.
And what would happen?
I couldn't do it. He kept like flipping his pencil and tapping it and humming, and that's not me. So I left pretty quickly. I feel like most of it was at...
We had Isaac tutoring.
We had a tutor for him at the house, and a lot of it was at the blues bar.
You remember being at the blues bar.
Time
with him playing music, and you... Yeah. How did you feel at those times when he was playing the music and getting all the focus?
You know, I thought it was fun at first. And it really was. I really liked watching Will because I could be like, that's my brother. He's performing and stuff. But, you know, I could tell you guys were getting so invested in all these, like, weird people and their names. And these teachers were all, like, blurring together in my head, honestly. Like, I had no idea who these people were you guys were talking about. And I kept getting dragged to these performances.
Oh, yeah.
And, like... I didn't really want to go by the end. It was kind of a lot of work just to, you know, be there and be present for him. Will never really went to my performances.
Right.
I don't think he wanted to. I don't blame him because they're hours long.
And he did go to the first parts of your Chinese performances, the New Year's ones, but he had a really hard time sitting still. So he would go and sit and then he would pace around.
Yeah. And so that was kind of tough to realize that.
It was painful. It's like I can even see in your face now. It kind of makes you really sad that, and maybe even now as us talking, there's still part of you that feels like, is there part that feels like he didn't want to be there? Like,
I think it depends really. Cause I feel like there's like a thing, like people have this, you know, obligation that they feel like they have to do it for this person or they really want to. And I think it was a mixture of both. Because I know, like, he really wanted to, like, see me, but he knew he couldn't do it.
It was so long that he, like, feared the performance
And I think
But it's a loss, regardless. You went to his, and what you're saying is, it's in your face. It's painful. It's still a loss, regardless of the reasoning, you know, that it was hard, that he didn't go to as many of your performances, and that does kind of stink.
Yeah, I think it was a very interesting time when I was, again, when Will was, you know, growing up a lot faster than I was. I think in high school you grow up so much faster, at a faster pace than middle school.
Yeah.
And so when Will, you know, when he started talking about girls, when he got a really serious girlfriend, I feel like that was also kind of a weird adjustment because it was fun teasing him about his girlfriends, all that stuff. But it's also just like another border between me and my family a little bit. Yeah. 'Cause I was so focused on like, when can you see her? When can she come over? And, you know.
Oh, you can't go upstairs. I mean, there were all the fights and all of the kind of the drama that you were this quiet person often observing.
And I understood, thinking about it now, I understood why Will didn't want to share it with me, because I wasn't old enough to understand, you know, relationships and, you know, friendships and stuff. Like, I was only a middle schooler. Like, I didn't really know that much. I couldn't even drive, you know, stuff like that. And so it was very, I felt very separate from the family.
From it sounds like from the family in some way and from him.
Yeah.
There was some resentment also that had built up about, like, why does he not have to do these things and I'm younger and I have to do them?
Right. He, you know, he has all these advantages and I'm still, you know, 4 years younger and I'm, you know, cleaning
You're
the
not
house.
4 years younger, by the way.
Three and a half.
Okay. Three and a half. Is it three and a half? Okay.
Yes.
I am glad we're talking. See, I'm learning new things about you as we're even talking. And something else that I thought you would have good insight about is, like, let's say you're watching another family. You hear that they have a, you know, I introduce you to some people and I'm like, hey, they have a child with ADHD. If you were in a position to advise them as parents and say, like, this is something that would be really helpful for your other kids. Like, what would you have liked? And what do you think those parents could do a little better? Or what would help those other siblings?
Well, I think that the one thing that will change for sure is the, you know, ADHD doesn't go away. It just kind of, I feel like the issues, the bumps change.
Mm-hmm.
They go from getting to your schoolwork on time, catching the bus, making your own lunch, stuff like that, to finding a job or, you know, self-advocating for, like, things that you want to do when you're older without, independent of, like, your parents. I think that the, you know, the things you need to do and accomplish are much bigger. And so I think that kind of gets the little issues out of the way.
What would you suggest for parents? Like, you told me once that you thought we should have just given you a lot more information about ADHD. So is that something you do think parents just educate, huh?
I think it's very good to, you know, let your kid know and other kids, your siblings to know.
Emma, I don't know what is happening, but what do you think? The reason that I am saying this is because Emma is, like, blanking before my eyes. What would help other families? What do you wish we would have done with you? Don't try to help other people then. Just tell me. Look at me. What could I have done to help you more as a mom?
You know, tell me, I think, a little bit more about ADHD.
Okay.
There are weird instances where I, like, holes in my memory of Will, like, fish oil being shoved down his throat. You know, we'd go on weird trips to, like, the doctor. And there, it's, like, the fifth doctor that week, you know. Or there's, like, double the medication in our cabinet. I don't really know. And I just hear all these little, like, cut the patch in half, you know, take a quarter, take it off after lunch. You know, like, weird things like that. And I had no idea what it was, but all of a sudden, Will would be really kooky one day. Like, he's like, I didn't eat my whole lunch that day. I hate this medicine. Or, like, I really hate you guys. And stuff like that. Just because of the medication he's taking, he's getting so grumpy. And I wasn't really sure, like, what this person...
You wished we'd talk to you more.
I wish that you guys would have told me, you know, like, Will's just trying out some new medication to see if that will help. Or Will's taking fish oil because I read that in ADHD you're lacking, you know, that in your system. And so I think, you know, teaching your child more about it will help them understand a little faster and get frustrated less.
Teach you more. Like, teach the siblings. Yeah, it's basically a family deal, so everybody should know more about it.
I think that if you do, you know, teach your child's siblings about ADHD, you're just putting them on your side. It's less to deal with, I think, instead of
what do just, you mean putting them on your side?
Just like letting, putting them in so you can support that child with ADHD without having to like push them aside and be like, hold on a second.
Something else you mentioned a while back is that Dad and I definitely could have done some more one-on-one time with you. So, yes, you were, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's been a lot more fun in some ways.
When Will went away to college, you were like whooping it up. You were like excited that he was gone, right? Come on.
It was fun. I don't want to be mean.
Stop. Emma, you are acting like a third adult. It's okay for you to be a sibling. And it's not being mean saying you were glad he was gone. He did dominate our house for a long time. So yeah. You were glad and you liked just having us to yourself.
Yeah, it was a lot. We went out to dinner more. We, you know, spent more time together.
Yeah.
And I also started taking more advanced classes. It was just really nice to have the proper support.
At home.
Yeah, it was.
Well, so parents could earlier on do one-on-one time more with their kids. So anybody who's listening, if you have other kids, from what it sounds like, we could have done a lot more one-on-one with Emma. So don't wait till your kids go to college to have that opportunity. Right. So spend more time one-on-one. Just little things like I have a blog that I wrote about it, really. And you helped me write that blog. And it's been one of my most popular blogs, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes, you did. So spend more time with your kiddos. And it's okay that you're saying these things. Sometimes I think you're going to hurt my feelings. And I have told you, you could hurt my feelings. So is there anything else you feel like is on your mind that you want to say about your experience as a sibling? Oh, I know something. How do you think it's changed? It's like, you think it's changed you for the good in any way?
Yeah, I think it really has. Will is a very creative person, and it's so fun, you know, learning things from his point of view, because he has very different ways to approach certain, you know, situations. I guess just like tonight when he was cooking dinner for us, I was observing him cooking dinner with Dad tonight. And, you know, Will isn't the biggest cook when it comes to, you know, like complicated things like stir fry. Like, it may seem pretty simple to someone, but it's not really that simple to someone who didn't really grow up cooking as much, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I remember him talking about how that's why he loves to grill like steak and burgers, because there's only one thing you're focusing on, the meat. Like, not burning it is like the one thing you need to focus on. But he's saying cooking stir fry was like driving a car. There's like so many things you need to focus on. I could tell, like, you know, he was getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it was really, you know, I did feel for him. I really felt for him, because it is very hard to do things like that. And I was very impressed with him, you know, taking a new step. Like, I reassured him, like, you know, you're going to learn how to do this, and you're not going to have to, you know, follow a recipe all the time, because stir fry, you can change it up and however you want. And I think it was really impressive to watch him try that.
I hear what the thing I'm hearing you say is your compassion for him. And what I've seen from you is your compassion towards other students at school, on the bus. You'll come home and say, Mom, I think there might be something not quite up, not 100% typical with so-and-so. And other kids have been pretty mean to that person. And I just think they might have ADHD, or I think they may have a learning disability, or, you know, and that will carry you a long way in life, your understanding and support of people who learn differently. Because you are a very logical thinker, and, you know, you are sequential, step by step, and organized. And I think that's probably pretty stressful to be around such a different type of thinker, and yet you're you are really compassionate and you have stuck up for, like, if Will playing cards with him and, you know, by the time it gets around to him, he's either dropped a card or he doesn't remember one of the rules. He could give a rip, you know, about those kind of games. And you are, you're sweet to him at those times. Yes. You really are.
I taught him a baking trick when we were making popovers. And it's when you're scooping the flour, you like over scoop. And so there's a mound of flour on top and you take like a butter knife and you scrape the top.
Uh-huh.
And I told him like, that's what the pros do. And it is, I learned that from like some book or a baking show. And I just saw him like light up inside because he was so excited to use that because he was like, I'm going to use that whenever I bake now because watching like, because it was just so nice to like be able to show him that he can do what the pros do, like the tricks to the trade, you know?
Yes. You guys are at a much more typical eased up sibling relationship now. It's a lot easier. And I agree. It's a lot easier now that Will's 20 and you're 17. It's just a lot easier. So thank you for being on my podcast, Emma. Yay. Queen. She's now picking up Bean, our little 7-pound poodle, and Emma is so relieved that our podcast is over.
Yay.
Thank you, Emma, and thank you everyone who listened today to coming and listening to the podcast, Finding Your Brilliance. Again, my guest today was my brave daughter, Emma Quee. You can find out more about me at my website, KQADHDandU. That's the word and the letter U.com. And until we meet again, just remember that we all have our own brilliance. Sometimes it just takes a while.